I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. Starting out an agency was difficult in the sense of trying to figure out which marketing tactics and tools we should be using to generate the best leads we possibly could. And in the beginning, you know, it was like the building was on fire. You just would write anything that you could. You tried to get as many sales in as possible with any business because sales is the oxygen. It's the fuel that allows the engine and the machine of your business to continue running. It is the oxygen that you breathe to be able to allow to keep living and growing and thriving. And in order for us to be able to do that in the beginning, it was just like, sell anything, just get some numbers in the business and, you know, we can figure out the rest later. So in the beginning, that's what we did. And as time went on, we started realizing that we were spending a lot of money to be able to generate sales. We were selling to the clientele we really didn't want to work with if we had a choice. And we began learning and growing and understanding based off of tracking data and where these people were coming from and what type of clients they were and how they were either positively affecting our revenue and our growth or how they were negatively affecting our revenue and growth. And we actually began starting to do something that naturally happened. The more we became authentic, the more we realized what we enjoyed, the more we got close as a team and grew a culture, we realized what we really enjoyed doing was actually something called relationship selling. So we're going to be talking about this today a little bit, and I'm going to give you some information and some tips on how you can begin working towards being a relationship seller and what that means exactly. Relationship selling to us really is about prioritizing building a connection with your prospects or the people that it is that you're trying to market to. And you focus on interactions that you have with that person as opposed to just trying to be transactional and, you know, get them on the phone, get them whatever product you think is going to work for them, and then just send them on their way. Your customers and your clients, especially in certain industries, will benefit from you and your service or product better, and your business will benefit in return when you can foster a loyalty that they have with you because you've established a relationship. And they're going to feel more valued, especially when someone needs to put some time and thought into their decision, especially if you're doing something that's a little bit more expensive, or maybe, you know, you may not be the cheapest, or maybe this is really about an investment and they need to make some more thoughtful decisions based on if they want to work with you. And when you're able to establish a relationship and let them feel valued and foster that loyalty with them, then they're going to feel like they can trust you. And when they trust you, they are going to want to do business with you. And when you take the effort to learn about your customer or your client and their needs, you can authentically provide personalized reasons why your product or service is going to solve their problem. So that's how you start building that connection. That's how you start building that trust. And I always talk about the fact that people do business with people. They don't do business with services and they don't do business with products. They do business with people. And when they do business with people, they want to feel like they know, like, and trust you. So the next piece is really getting yourself known by them or making them feel known or making them feel like they know you by being personable. Finding that common ground, moving beyond the bullshit small talk that we all do. And I'm not talking about asking them how the weather is, where they live. I'm not talking about just when you hear kids running in the background asking about their children. I'm talking about really finding out, why are they on the phone with you? What are their problems? What are some things they're struggling with? Who are these people? What are they like in their day-to-day? What are things that they value and they believe in and, you know, want to see in their future that maybe you could help them with? Learn about them. Ask questions. too much time do we spend talking and talking about our products and all these features and all those things than we are spending time asking questions. And they don't, you may not always know what the right questions are, but you're not going to know unless you start practicing really asking questions and sitting back and listening, actively listening. People love to talk about themselves. And when that person feels love of what they're doing when they're interacting with you, it makes them feel important. And it's a win-win because you're learning information that you can not necessarily use against them, but use to help them and foster that relationship. And then they are feeling great about this interaction and they want to continue being around you, work with you, what have you. The best ways to also make sure that that person knows you're actively listening is to repeat back what you have understood from what they said. I oftentimes say, you know, I totally hear you. I get it. I understand. Here's some ways this has happened to clients previously. Here's what I hear you saying. Let me know if I'm on the right track and if I'm understanding you properly. And, you know, they will say yes usually and things like that. Or they might correct me, which is fine. But they know I'm actively listening because I can repeat back what I have heard. That's how you show that you're listening. And when you can repeat that back to them, they know that you have heard what they said. Asking them open questions is going to build into a deeper conversation. So this helps you listen for more details into their wants and their needs. And that's going to make them like you, right? The next piece that's really important is when you're getting to know these people and you're learning about them, trying to figure out ways you can uniquely add value to their lives, even if it's unrelated to the products or the services that you offer. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that has to do with your product or your service. And understanding that it's not about all those transactional things, because we want them as long-term clients, or even if it's a product or service that maybe somebody buys one time, they can then have that relationship with you and send anybody who could benefit from you or could enjoy being in your presence or, you know, want to make that connection with you, you know, your way. They can send those people your way. And if you're able to add unique value to their lives, helping them maybe find resources for things that you know that they mentioned were an issue for them or a struggle for them, even if it has nothing to do with them doing business with you or it has nothing to do with what you actually do. Introduce them to people. Help them make connections. They will in turn help you do the same. Offer extra no-charge additions or access to you or people or to information that you might be able to gather for them. And even if you tell them no, because the offer at the moment isn't right for them, letting them know at that point that, you know, if there are people that they know that could be right for this, to give them your name, your information, build that relationship with that person. Every connection you make is actually making 50 connections, because that person knows at least 50 people in their inner circle or in their community and surroundings that they can connect you with. People know that no one is perfect. And again, we do business with people. We do business with humans, not products. And so sometimes even just being honest and saying, hey, this isn't, you know, the right product for you, or hey, I am not 100% sure that I know the answer to that in full faith, and I would much rather gather that information and do some research so I can get back to you with 100% accuracy, someone's going to respect that 100 times more than you shaking in your voice and fumbling through and not being authentic with who you are. People know that humans are not perfect and we do business with humans. And that's actually going to build that trust. The more you are authentic and the more you add value, the more trust you're going to build. Again, we were talking about that know, like, and trust factor. Also, it's super, super important when you're building a relationship with someone, just like when you're dating somebody, right? And you say you're going to show up to a date a certain time, or you're going to make a commitment to be somewhere at a certain time or answer the phone or be available. You need to prove to the people you're trying to build a relationship with that you are reliable. And this is going to build your reputation very quickly, both whether negatively or positively. And I'm not saying you need to be available 24/7. I'm not saying that, you know, you need to bend over backwards for anybody. What I'm saying is they want to feel like you are reliable. You're going to be somebody who's going to be there for them when it's, you know, obviously convenient for you at some point. But if you do go and extend yourself a little bit for these people, they're going to feel special and they're going to feel like they can rely on you. And it gives you an opportunity to go above and beyond and surprise them and be able to over deliver on things that the other person down the street, that maybe your competitor, is not necessarily doing, right? And lastly, I want to talk about you understanding and knowing who your ICA is. Who is your ideal client avatar? Who is the target audience of people that you actually want to build relationships with? Who is your ideal client for your product or service or to make connections with, so that you know you can grow and get in front of the right audience of who is going to need and benefit from your services or products the most? And at that point, you need to do your research. You need to understand who it is that you want to talk to. And that actually speeds up the process of how you build that relationship with these people, because when you know who it is you're speaking to, what their pain points are, you share similar examples of things that have happened to people like them, results that people like them have gotten. You talk to them in a solution-based manner and the bigger picture than maybe necessarily specs and features of products or services that you provide. And that's going to make them feel that you can provide them the ultimate benefit of what it is that they need and why they should go with you. So it's more about talking about the why your product is the best and not necessarily what the product includes. Couple other things. Follow up on your commitments when you're trying to prove you're reliable. Create a sense of customization when you are, you know, speaking to these people and building that relationship. They don't need to know that maybe 90% of your customers or clients have the same service or product. Finding out more about them and pinpointing how this is going to benefit them based on the things they've spoken about, right? Repeating what they have said. You said that this is a struggle that you have. Here is how this product is going to benefit you and what results it's going to bring to you, so that it feels like that customized environment, and that, you know, it's just more customized to them and feels individualized, so they feel special and it's unique and it's important. Also doing things to reward your relationship and the loyalty that that person has to you. Just as an example, yesterday we went shopping for our annual holiday gifting. We do a ton of stuff for our top clients, the top people that refer us business for the year. Just little things that, you know, we stay consistent on yearly. Some of our clients now just know it is going to happen and they sort of expect it. But it's something that also rewards their loyalty to us. And being consistent in having that constant contact with them. Even if that client never ended up purchasing something from you, or maybe they were sending you business, maybe you haven't spoken to them in a while and you're just following up and staying in somewhat of a constant contact with them. This doesn't mean it has to happen every single day. Or your friends, just like your friends, if you haven't spoken in a while and you need to catch up, don't be afraid to stay in contact with these people. Even just to be like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Haven't talked to you in a while. Or just checking in. How's life? You know, things are good over here. I'd love to maybe have coffee one day, or just get on a chat, or, you know, just checking in. Hope life is great. The other thing is, when you're interacting with these people, do everything you can to provide as much value in every interaction. An example of that is just always having a positive, bubbly, energetic attitude or voice or different things that you can do. Talking about bringing something up that you remembered you talked about last time. A lot of times we would keep notes or information about our clients and prospects, you know, about maybe them traveling to a certain country and you following up a little while after asking them about that, or knowing that they have a favorite food that they like, or just different things that you might find out about them, right? Maybe they were talking about how their kid has a surgery coming up and you follow up in an interaction with them and ask them about their child and how it went. It makes it feel more individualized and more like a relationship, and more like, you know, you're building that value. You want to have that friendship with them. And then understanding and communicating to them once they become your clients too, or not, but especially once they become your client, that you guys are on the same team. You're here to help guide them to make a decision to use your products or services to benefit their life. And that is your goal for them, and that is their goal for them as well, for themselves, right? So you want to make sure that you always make it sound like you guys are on the same team, because many times it's almost like a me against you, and I'm trying to get you on my side of the court and I'm trying to convince you to come over here, but really you need to get on their court, grab their hand or hook arms with them and kind of walk them over to your side. You guys are on the same team here. So it's really, really important that you start thinking about how to get rid of that transactional sale and that transactional conversation and constantly feeling like I'm just over here to try to get your money and try to get you to use my products and services, and more about how do we build this relationship for a long-term, relationship or commitment, and whether that turns to me in funds and revenue into my business or connections that I can make or opportunities that are offered to me, or if I can help you in return with anything that you need, how can you start fostering relationships like that? That is how we began not spending money on marketing, getting $500,000 premium clients, how we grew our business with very little manpower and very high retention, and a brand that was really based off of building relationships with people. We have had clients for over a decade. We know everything about them. We've seen their businesses grow. We've seen them, their ups and downs. We've seen them go through things that are really tough. We've seen their wins and their successes. We've grown with them. We've seen people move back and forth and different things happen in their lives. And it is the most incredible, most rewarding thing when you're able to build those relationships with your clients and how easily it becomes to then run a business, make a sale, do anything that you need to do while you're enjoying the people that you're working with.